Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi. It's great to have you guys. This is geshmak. Today's nice and cozy. Don't feel bad, Shabbat guys, Shani Gimel guys. You'll be big boys soon one day too. Great to Shem. Aleph, Erev Tisha B'av, lo yochal adam besudah ha-masekeh she'oyachar achach ha-tzayis basar v'lo yishtah yayin v'lo yochal shnei tavshilim. So now we're coming to the halachas of Tavkuf and Beis, beginning of Erev Tisha B'av. Where on Erev Tisha B'av, he says a person should not eat the Suda Masekes, the last Suda that we're knowing to have for Tisha B'av. Okay? You should not eat that Suda, which is, when is it eaten, which happens to be eaten after Chatzos. You should not eat with it basar, meat, below yishtei yayim. Nor drink wine with it, below yochal shnei tashilin. And you should not have two different dishes with it. Now, we're going to see, hopefully we'll get there by today, that ultimately the minhag in the Suda Mafsekes is, as we know, based on what the Shulchan Aruch later on says, that someone who can should have in the Suda Mafsekes only pas chareva, b'melach, and mayim, and some ash, right? But now we're talking about what the basic halachic makeup of the Suda Mafsekes is. Also, you remember that our minhag is not to have basar v'yayin all the 9 days. But we already pointed out, he'll point it out again in the Mishnah Berurah, that that's b'tayras minhag. Basar v'yayin meikar adin can't be eaten at the Suda Mafsekes. So we'll see that. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Na'alef, Lo Yochal. Why should you not be eating basar and yayin and shnei tavshilin? Today, laharbos evel, in order to go ahead and lay on the avelos, the liskor, and remember the chorban abayis, the yitzkayar alav. So the basic idea is that we are intensifying the mourning, and this should be a zecher of the chorban abayis. And we should have some tsar, and this is what you have when you, okay, obviously, you know, there's two aspects to minimizing simcha. There's minimizing simcha, and then there's being mitztayer. Then there's like, you know, there's two, and obviously there's a greater level of being mitztayer, which is b'taras avelus, and that's already where we're in. Sifkat and beis, sh'ochlach ha'atzos, ayin l'kaman sif tes. We'll see more about this in sif tes, where he talks about the zman and more regarding the Suda Mafsekes, Sif Katon Gimel, Basar V'chulei, you're not Basar, Hainu Medina D'Shas. This is Meikir Adin that we find in the Shas. You can't have Basar and Yayin and Shnei Tav Shilin at the Suda Mafsekes. Dilu Mitzad Minhaga, because it was based on the Minhag, so Basar Mirosh Chodesh. This is, right, we saw yesterday, or 2 days ago, was Rosh Chodesh. From Rosh Chodesh, we don't have Basar V'Yayin. We allow the same in Tavkuf Nanav, like we saw in Tavkuf Nanav. Sif, we continue weiter in the Ramah. And also other types of drinks, we minimize mimashin regular shtos, what you normally drink. Again, we're not talking here now about our ultimate minag, where we have only water. We're not talking about water now. I'm talking about the basic dinim of the Suda Mafsekes, that you're supposed to minimize your different types of drinks and mashkim. Water is a non-issue. Water you can drink as much as you want. Okay? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Mimayit Bishtiyasan, Hainu Sukandalit, Bisuda Mafsekes, Shim Regular Shtus Bisuda Arba Kaisis, because if normally you drink 4 cups, Yishtia Shlosh Toshos, you drink 2-3 cups, Bein Lishto Shechar, you should not drink any beer, Bimu Ado Chalash, Shari, you're a weak person and needs to drink more of the stuff, he can. He move right there in the Ramah, Bechain, okay, so again, to your Mimayit Bishtiyasan, again, you minimize other drinks besides water. You try to minimize it. And also, you do not go ahead and eat after Yesuda Snoin and Maliach. Now, obviously, we're not holding in Snoin and Maliach, but that used to be something which was added, right? Additional tainug that a person would have in his meal, he'd have afterwards Snoin and Maliach. As he says, Dvarim Shenoig Bahem, Bishar Pamim, this is the thing that the Noig to have after the meal. Why? Kadesh Yisnaeg Bepreshus, in order to be Misnaeg Shtikel in Precious in your meal. Now, obviously, for us, Snain, whatever the Snain is, Meliach, maybe we should add a little radish. That would cause more pain. But obviously, then, it's Snain and Meliach was a little extra, you know, a little extra herring, or whatever it is. Sip cut and sip base. Even salted meat, meaning preserved meat that you had after, and it was after 2 days and one night, ubasar koifais, and chicken, and or birds, bedugim, and fish, biyayin megito, and grape juice, which is yet to ferment, dainu she'en lo yoseh mishloshi yamim, did not yet start fermenting, less than 3 days. All this is nagu lasar, the minhag is to asar. So what's going on? So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu basar maluach, sitkot and hay, va'ofos. What's the lomar? This means to say as follows. Afal gav da tam be'iser basar mishum dinis batlu akarbanais. Even though the reason for the iser of basar, in the basic iser of not having basar at the Suda Masekes is because nisbatlu are karbanos. The karbanos were batal and mehutal with the korban. And therefore, we don't have basar and yayin, which was on the mizbeach. Ula'acha shloshi yamin, and after already 3 days, meaning if it passes 2 days and a night, lo mikri oy basar le'inyan kachim. It's no longer considered basar at all for kachim. As we all know, the maximum time for basar, right, by kachim, kalim, is 2 days and one night. So, right, by a shlamim, sharei shlamim, eina nechalim yoyser, mishnei yamin v'la'achas. Shlamim is only 2 days and one night. So you see that after that, that's no longer the basar, that's no longer the basar that was on the mizbeach. So l'chayr, you might think that you could have that type of basar if it's past 2 days and a night. It's already 3-day-old basar. Oh, so he says, even so, they were noyeg any type of basar, any minimal basar that it gives you some type of simcha, tzas, they were noyeg yisr. And the same thing, b'chein ofos. And also, ofos in general, lo ya kravim al gavam izbeach, chutz mitarim ubnei ayna. Right? You know, they didn't shecht and eat chickens on them, right? And they weren't makriv chickens on the mizbeach. The only type of birds they had were tarim ubnei ayna. And you're talking about, you know, if you want to go eat chicken and other birds, l'chayra, that should be okay, because that's not something that they had on the mizbeach. Even so, this ksas simcha in that type of basar, still called somewhat basar, basar of. V'gamein simcha elo basar behema. And also, you might have thought that the real full-blown simcha is only basar behema. Mikom makom nagu lasar, because all these things are on some level basar with somewhat of a simcha ktsas, and therefore we're noyeg. Same thing, Mishnah Berurah says, sikam vav, bedugim. What's the problem with fish? Fish is not basar, is it? Well, we'll see. It also has a status of basar. Mishum deikar duchta dugim dechal basar. There are places that basically treat dugim as basar. Obviously, it's not basar in the sense of basar b'chalav and things like that. Okay, although Sephardim don't have bagels, creepers, and lox, a true blue Sephardi. But dagim mechal basar k'moshe kasev yardeya simin reshit zayin sefei v'od du ola al shulchan malachim. These fish are things that are ola al shulchan malachim, and therefore simcha leish ba'achilaso. There is some simcha a person eating fish, and therefore fish. We don't have any of these things at the Suda Amafsekes. Baruch Hashem, 39 days, we have fish. We don't have chicken, but we do have fish. But when it comes to the Suda Masekas, no fish, no birds, no basar, even if it's a 3-day-old basar. Sif katan zayin, biyayin megito, and grape juice. Sheino chashiv doesn't have the chashiv as wine. The less b'mishum simcha doesn't have that, again, that level of simcha. Even so, it's, again, all these borderline wine busser scenarios where noyeg not to go ahead and eat at the Suda Mafsekes. Okay, let's keep moving weiter. Again, it sounds like there's the Iker Adin, and then there's what we're noyeg during the Suda Mafsekes as well. I think this sounds like in Sif Beis. Let's move weiter. Sif Gimel. Afilu bishel min echad b'shtei kederes. Even if someone went ahead and he cooked the same min in two different pots, it's considered two different tavshilim. Meaning even the same exact food type will be two tavshilim if it's cooked in separate pots. So Mishnah Berurah says, really? Is that really true? No, not so fast. Look at Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotin, Ches, Mishnah Kederes, Perish. No, it doesn't mean that if you cook an egg in one pot and you cook an egg in another pot, that's Shnei Tavshilim. Rather, it means She'echad b'li lasa avav, echad b'li lasa raka. It means if you have a situation where, okay, one is a thicker dish, as opposed to the other one is a thinner one. Let's say you have oatmeal, and you have a thick oatmeal or a thin oatmeal. So that's already going to be two different dishes because it's cooked differently in different pots. like two eggs, ain't paid to levash b'shtei k'dayros. There's no problem in cooking them in two different pots. Okay, we now move right there in the Shulchan Aruch. Even if you cook in the same pot, if you have two different minim in the same pot. Unless, of course, this is the way it is done all year long, meaning this is the way you always eat these items all year long to go in afunim. Like, for example, peas, right? Where they would put, they would cook these peas or beans, whatever these things are. Okay, I think afunim here referring to peas. They would go ahead and they would cook it together with onions and eggs. So they smear it together. That's the way they'd eat these particular dish of afunim. So if they did that way all year long, this is the only way they would be eating it, or the majority of the way they'd be eating it. Okay, so then the fact that these are two minim and cooked together, that would be okay. Again, we'll see when we get to Sif Vav that at the end of the day, this is all not very relevant because the minhag has become to, you know, do the misha efshar only to have the egg with the bread and the water. But again, we're talking here about the basic halachas of Suda Masekes. Okay, and I guess this would, you know, let's say for example, if a person is right before Shkia and he really didn't have a meal yet and you need to eat during the Suda Masekes. So these are important halachas to know because at the end of the day you're gonna have to eat, and so you have to know what you can have in the Suda Masekes. Then, again, our minhag is to have a meal first and then to have this, you know, Suda Masekes that we have. We'll see coming up very soon. But now we're going into the regular halachas of Suda Masekes, and he's saying that you can't have two different minim even cooked together unless they are cooked together. That's the way they cook together. The tafshel hanase midavash nechal kemoshu chai mikri tafshel inze. And even though normally we say, let's say, the halachas of bishul, that something that's ordinarily eaten raw might not be considered bishul legabe certain halachas, you know, by Shabbos and by Bishlakum and things like that, that if it's eaten raw, it's not considered Bishul. It's not by Raisa level, it's not Bishul by Shabbos. So here, there's no distinction. It's still going to be considered a Tafshil once it's cooked, even though it would normally be eaten raw. So if you cook carrots, that's considered a Tafshil. And Rama says, Vein chiluk bein sli levavushal in yinzeh. And when we say Tafshil, it doesn't mean dafka Tafshil. It could be sli, it could be something roasted as well, Rama adds. Let's look at Mishnah Brura. Sivkat and Tess, Mishnei Minim, two different Minim, Perish, the Adam Echad Eno Yochol Lechol Shneya, meaning one person can't eat both of them. Ava Yochol Ruven Lechol Tashel Echad, B'Shivan Echad, no problem if you cook two items together, right? Or you cook two different items, and one person eats it, another person eats it. The issue is, one person can't eat two Tashel. Sivkat and Yud, Shedarcho Bekach, it means that it's the Derech to eat these foods together, therefore it's be viewed as one Min. Otalomar, Sherova Pamim. The majority of the time, nosnim b'tzelam u'beitzim b'afunim. Majority of the time, how do you eat afunim? The way you eat afunim is together with eggs and onions. K'moshen derech l'tagin isu beitzim, like you go ahead, and the way person goes ahead, and he fries together the bread with eggs. This is the way you go ahead and you make the dish, normally. Aval dogim asu l'tagin b'beitzim. But fish, you can't go ahead and fry up with eggs. Came into Rova Pavim, Mivashto my son below Beitzim. Because most of the time, how do you go ahead and eat your fish? You cook it without the Beitzim. Magen Avram, Bekavanasa, what this means is, Afilu also mekom shalo nakul le'aser v'stam dagim. Even the places that don't have a minag, right, to aser fish at the Sudam Afsekes, so the Magen Avram is coming and saying that if you are of those that would eat cooked fish at the Sudam Afsekes, you would not be able to go ahead and fry it with eggs because most of the time it's eaten without eggs. Same thing, levivos mulan gavina. Same thing. This is interesting. Let's say you have, let's say, a pancake or some type of thing, like a blintz maybe, a cheese blintz. That's nikra shtei tafshilin. That's considered two tafshilin, even though that's how you normally eat blintz. Because at the end of the day, right, v'chein b'raita lakshin, let's say, I guess, wacky mac in gavina, since these things are, even though this is a very common dish, but people have, you know, let's say a pancake or noodles without these things many times. And therefore, they consider shtei tafshilin, even if it is an ordinary type of dish. So that's an important distinction here. Okay? Even an ordinary dish, if these items are generally cooked separately as well, then they're not going to be considered one tashia. It seems that like afunim, that's the way they wouldn't eat afunim without the bitzolim and the beitim. Zivkot min aleph, mikri tavshil l'inyin zeh, right? Things that are eaten raw, ordinarily or readily eaten raw, is still considered tavshil. Da'avtul ni bishal akum, even though when it comes to bishal akum, ain't shame tavshil love, is not considered tavshil by bishal akum if you can eat it raw. You go on chalav shenis vashel, like milk that is cooked. Hayoyte bezeh, l'inyanenu aser. When it comes to this halacha, once it's cooked, that's it. Da'ikar atam shalasu bishal tavshilin, bishal d'viru b'tavshilin yesh bo kavav v'tanug. The reason they asked it here, Sheikh Tavshil, has nothing to do with, is it a, you know, purely a bishul yisayit? But rather, if you have something that is mevushal, there is more of a kavod and a tanug that exists. Okay? We move. Vaiter, sefkat yudbeiz, vein chilot bein slilu, vushal kagon beitzim sluyin, upeiro sluyin, fried eggs, or fried fruit, kulan, shem Tavshil alayin, it all has a status of Tavshil, v'zeh shukat l'kame, Kishayim Chayim Lafuke Kishinis Vashlu O Nitzlu. Is Chayim is to exclude what? Is to exclude when they are either cooked or roasted. Doesn't dafka have to be cooked. Siv Dalid Mutal Choperos Kishayim Chayim. That's what he's referring to right here. You could eat fruit when they are raw. Afilu Kamaminim. So you can have a whole bunch of fruit that are raw are totally fine. Vegetables, fruit, things like that. Siv Hey. Noagim le'achol adoshim in beitzim uvushalim besocham shehem machele avelim. The minhag would be to eat lentils with beitzim that are mevushal inside them, because those are the machale avelim. This is the food of the avelim. Look at the Mishnah Brura, sifkat and yud gimel mevushalim besocham shenechshal kidashal achay. It's considered one tavshil because you have the eggs cooked inside these lentils. Umar v'kishol in the last achas talking about when you eat them together. Has to be, this is the derech to eat it all year long. You know, remember Sif Gimel, like you saw in Sif Gimel by the Afunim. And the Torah actually writes Adashim O Beitzim. We're not talking about two foods together. That's our minag. We eat eggs alone. That's what they used to say. And therefore, that's where our minag of Beitzim came from. It's dafka beitzim, not beitzim together with adashim, and that's a avel food. Eating eggs is an avel food. The Ramah adds, the Mishnah says yudalat shehem machale avelim. So he says v'lo yochu tashil acher, and should not eat another tashil if you're having that tashil. V'lo kamon am shemitchil oichad min mevushal v'acher zeh yoshu lada laretz ochem beitzim. Now, people make a mistake. They go and they eat one cooked food, and then beside that they have the beitzim. No, that's also because the beitzim is the tavshil. V'chol shekein to asul hasik b'neim, and for sure you can't be masik in birchas amazon. The dog the gorim bracha she'atzricha, because then you're causing a bracha she'atzricha. U'v'sif tes yivar ech l'znayim b'zeh. And we get the sif tes. We'll talk more about this because again, we actually do bench for the meal and then have afterwards a sudum of sekes. So we'll see how we deal with the bracha she'atzricha issue soon enough. Let's just finish up quickly here. The end of the Ramah says, V'yesh no'agim l'chol beitzim kashim, the minhag is to eat hard-boiled eggs, shukam kein, machal aveilim, that's a machal aveilim, and finally, sivvav, misha esher lo yochal besudam afsek, as al pascha reva, b'melach, b'kidon shel mayim, we eat dry bread, right, so make toast maybe, or dry bread, b'melach, with salt and water. Ramah says, V'yesh machmir l'taber achar achilasim pas, be'efer, ula'achlo. Others say at the end of the meal you should dip the pas into efer, which is what we do. Al shem vayigreis v'chatzeitz. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sivkon tesvav chareva. We call makom lo yimayet b'shir achiloso. But you got to be careful not to go ahead and have less than the shir of an achila. Eliyase v'ofan sheyuchal lizbol atainis. You have to eat in a way that you're going to be able to handle the fast. Chayim b'shtiyas hamayim. Same thing with drinking. Again, we'll see what we're noyeg to do in terms of having a meal beforehand. Sip katan dezayin be'efer. You stick it in efer v'omer. And when you do this, you say, ze sudas tisha b'av. This is the suda of tisha b'av. Ad kan. Maybe we'll add a little more about this tomorrow before we move weiter. But time is up for today. Have a great, great day, everybody.